Bill Will and Will, didn't they? Let's give him a standing ovation. He heard it. Robin Rose and Hoover Asbury.
He's been with MCA Records for 44 years, longer than anybody else on a major record label, and he's about to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award out of the Grammys.
So if you want to back up with the father of bluegrass music, Mr. Willie, thank you for your time. President Carter, President Reagan, President Bush, and then it's really a wonderful here to be President. I'm glad that he's in office. Well, I'm a Democrat too, and I'm glad he's in office. Well, I got Tom Buell going to sing for you. He has a fine number titled "The Old Hometown."
Back home, where I left my mother, daddy, all alone. There's been a lot of changes, but wonder back to the old hotel.
we sang a couple songs you folks here today. And this was the first one that I ever sung on the Grand Ole Opry, and it got three encores there the first time I sung it. And it's entitled The Mule Skinner Blues. Together and sing on the last half of the song with me, and it's entitled Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Thank you.
Southern flavor.
Oh,
fine fiddle playing in it. And it's sung about my uncle on my mother's side of the family, Uncle Ben Vandenberg. And I titled this number when I wrote it back in 1932, I believe, when he passed away. And I wrote this number titled Uncle Ben. Bequist. Well, Schaffner and Miss Hedeman.
Dark Hollow.
ready? I said, are you ready? Time's going to get faster. That train's going to move along. Are you ready? Say so long, we'll see you later on. Bye-bye.